We'll make a start. Let's go around the room. This is Paul Benson from Northwest England.
Philip Gordon from England, Isle of Wight.
Jim Slagle.
Jim Slagle.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Oh, and an echo.
Yeah. Johannes from South Africa.
Okay. And Bernard Siré from Lyon, France.
Okay, so five.
Ooh.
Biggest of the year so far. Okay, well, we're going to carry on with the Grenfell defence.
Uh-huh.
Last week we had the exchange variation with White playing a quiet move, avoiding the main line, and we're going to have the same idea in a very different manner today. Okay, White to play. Pawn, delta 4. Black plays knight, foxtrot 6. White plays pawn, charlie 4. Black plays pawn, golf 6. White plays knight, charlie 3. And black plays pawn, delta 5, the Grunfeld defence. Okay, well, you can play knight, foxtrot 3 or pawn, golf 3 here, but heading for the main line, White almost always plays charlie 4 takes delta 5. This is the game move, charlie 4 takes delta 5. And black replies, knight takes pawn, delta 5. And this is the position we've now had for three coaching sessions running. In the first game, White's played a very quiet, slow variation with pawn echo 3. In the second game, we saw Anand showing us that on here, move 5, bishop delta 2, it looks slow, but actually has a lot of good sense to it. And he got a comfortable position at the opening, and black perhaps trying too hard to win, or perhaps black was under pressure to win because of tournament circumstances. Tried hard, but it didn't quite work for him. And white finished it off very, very nicely. Well, what else is there here? What else can White do? If you're not going to play pawn echo 4, and incidentally, pawn echo 4 here is what grandmasters consider to be the main line, and black would trade knights, white would recapture, black would put the bishop on the long diagonal, golf 7, and the argument then revolves around the dark squares, charlie 3 and delta 4. Lots of grandmaster theory, very sharp lines available for both players. Well, if you can't afford the time or you don't like such sharp positions, then there are sidelines available. We've looked at bishop delta 2. Can anyone think of a way of avoiding the main line of pawn echo 4 but having a sensible looking position?
And how about golf 3?
Yeah, Catalan style position, that's okay. Yep, it's not the game move, but there's nothing wrong, perfectly sound, good and solid.
I did like that bishop to delta 2, but I guess you're asking for another move, right?
Another move, a totally new idea, another move. Yeah, bishop delta 2 is good and solid, and if you like approaching the middle game without your opponents having counterplay options, aggression available to you, I think it's a lovely little system.
Cool.
Well, White's idea, White wants to play pawn echo 4, but doesn't want black to play knight takes knight.
Right.
How about Queen Casper 2 then?
You might. Ooh, yeah. I was just looking at bishop foxtrot 5, but you'd play pawn echo 4 and win a. Oh, you don't automatically win a piece, but it's getting tricky. Mm-hmm. Well, if you play Queen Charlie 2 and you're preparing to play Pawn Echo 4, Black could still play Knight Takes Knight. You take with the Queen, and then your Queen is sitting on the long diagonal, and she's not going to like that.
Mm.
The Bishop Delta 2 idea was to be able to recapture on Charlie 3 with a Bishop and have Bishop challenge Bishop.
Okay.
So White is definitely planning Pawn Echo 4 here.
But Knight Alpha 4.
Ah. How crazy. Knight Alpha 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you play Pawn Echo 4, knights can't trade because the knight isn't there.
Yeah.
And in case you hadn't noticed, Knight Alpha 4 also puts a little bit of a pressure on the Charlie 5 square. And Pawn Charlie 5 is one of Black's trump cards in the Grunfeld if you have the bishop on the long diagonal. Crazy as it looks, the game move is White plays Knight Alpha 4.
And nothing's attacking it, and it is protected once already by the Queen. So it's
protected by the Queen. It backwardly guards Bravo 2 just in case. Yeah. Well, okay. It looks crazy. But you're going to be hitting with Pawn Echo 4 anyway. So the Black Knight on Delta 5 will have to move instead of trading. And at the right moment, the Knight on Alpha 4 can come back to Charlie 3. But Black has missed out on the wonderful opportunities of trading knights on Charlie 3 and having a pawn chain to hit on the long diagonal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This system has a name to it. It's called, I think, or I don't think it's named after the player who invented this, but it's named after an international master who made it his pet line and perhaps published quite a lot of analysis. And these days, if you take an old line or a discarded line and revive it and put your own analysis into it, ultimately you will get the line named after yourself. Yeah. So if you want chess immortality, have a look around the opening systems, find a discarded move, invent some new analysis, score more than 50% with this, and you will be a chess hero forever. Okay, this is called the Nadanian, Nadanian, and it's a current international master. I have a look at his ELO rating. He's presently 2360. So he's made it into a pet line of his own. Quite a lot of games. He doesn't win them all, but maybe he loses them later on. And nothing to do with Knight Alpha 4.
You know, a similar idea would be, went through my mind, also Knight to Bravo 1.
Well, slightly
yeah. Bizarre. Yeah, but at least with Knight Alpha 4, when Black plays Knight Bravo 6, as will almost always happen, you do at least have the option of playing Knight Takes Knight, if you like, and look at a pawn imbalance.
Yeah.
It's that Knight Takes Knight is now, as we will come to it later on, Black is going to play Knight Bravo 6. Knight Takes Knight Bravo 6 is known, but white players tend not to do it. Okay. So, it looks crazy, but it's well-motivated. Well, here there are two moves for Black. Any ideas? Any thoughts or suggestions?
Bishop Gustav 7, of course.
Is obvious and very popular. Yep.
Eva 5, maybe, because it will, if you capture, then the knight will be misplaced because you lose the control of the c5 square.
Yeah, Pawn Echo 5 is very sharp, and it's almost a system in its own right. That is the move I was wondering if somebody would suggest. I had a brief look at it, and it was too complex for this coaching session. It would have to be, we'd have to come back to it at a later date. Suffice to say, if you like dynamic players black and white has played this knight alpha 4 system, you must investigate pawn echo 5. The idea being, if you play pawn takes pawn, there is bishop bravo 4 check. And it starts to get a little tricky. Okay, there are too many branch variations to go into, as this is a sub-variation. But if you want a calmer game as black, bishop goes 7. If you want a little bit more tactical, pawn echo 5 is to be investigated and might well appear sometime in the future. No promises, but it might.
On the stop, Felix 4, can't we play...
They're the two main moves.
Felix 5?
You could play Foxtrot 5, yeah. You can always do forward Foxtrot 5 in these Grunfeld systems, but you do tend to create weaknesses. So it's a case of win some, lose some. You will be gaining tactical opportunities at the price of positional concessions. And if you don't get something with the tactics, you're going to find yourself struggling as the further you get into... The further the middle game approaches an ending, the harder it's going to be for you. So this is one of those decisions you make. You can play aggressively to begin with, and if it works for you, there is no ending. But when you play these sharp systems from either side of the board that involve positional weaknesses, if you don't get a big advantage out of this, and your opponent comes through all the little tests you give them, then you're just going to have a worse position. So these are the decisions you have to make as a chess player. You can play weakening moves early on, but you better make sure that you can take full advantage of any tactical opportunities that come your way.
Mm. Echo 6 can move too, right?
The same idea, maybe, but it's a little bit... I think white could probably transpose... Echo 6 doesn't seem to be played, maybe because it blocks in the Charlie 8 bishop, but black could always fianchetto.
Yeah.
Black's got a problem. Black can't play Echo 6 and Knight Foxtrot 6. So if you play Pawn Bravo 6, your Delta 5 Knight is going to be short of squares.
Bravo 6, as you said.
Yeah.
You know, is an option.
Some players like to fianchetto bishops. It's a question of piece pawn formations with which you feel favourable. If you fianchetto bishops and you seem to get good results with it, then keep playing it. Well, okay, so it's black to play. The game move, black plays bishop, golf, 7.
Yep.
Okay. White, in the game, plays pawn, echo, 4. Black, in the game, plays knight, bravo, 6. Knight, bravo, 6. And it's... White, yeah, it's white to play. Okay, a bit of a decision here. When you play pawn echo 4, you expose your delta 4 pawn to a double attack. The black queen and black bishop are now lined up on delta 4. There are technically four defenses here. No one seems to play pawn echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
No one. Okay, there are two moves here to defend the pawn. I hope you're not going to play knight golf echo 2, because really I think your knight squared bishop needs to be in the center rather than on golf 2. So it's either knight foxtrot 3 or bishop echo 3. And both are played. Some players play knight foxtrot 3, some play bishop echo 3. And quite often they just transpose.
I think I would prefer to play bishop on eva 3, because I still have the idea of the main line to play the knight on eco on eva 2, but then I will first develop the bishop maybe on delta 3 or something like that if I can, or and play a Felix 3 maybe also, or at some point.
If you play bishop delta 3...
No, I play immediately bishop eva 3.
Yeah.
The idea is to play later bishop delta 3.
Ah, but then you lose your delta 4 pawn. But black must have castle first, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So you have to be careful about bishop delta 3, knight echo 2, to make sure you don't lose your delta 4 pawn along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, two moves, knight foxtrot 3 or bishop echo 3. And it seems whichever way round you do them, black normally plays castles kingside. If bishop echo 3, black normally castles. If knight foxtrot 3, black normally castles.
Okay.
So in this game, white plays knight foxtrot 3. Okay. Well, black normally castles here. But black's going to choose a different move. And I think it's the only other obvious move there is.
Bishop Gustav 4.
Threatening to win a pawn. Yep. Okay. Is there any great difference between them? Probably not. I think castles is slightly better, because it leaves white guessing what you're going to do with the light squared bishop. But okay, here, black plays bishop golf 4. The game move is bishop golf 4. Again, black is simply threatening to win a pawn on delta 4.
But so then we are back to the main, and I think the essential question in the Grünfeld defense. Is the proper place of the knight in Eva 2 or Felix 3, precisely because of this pin?
I think white can get away with knight foxtrot 3 in the main line. I think the old idea was that you had to put the knight on echo 2. So I think it's now been refined that white can play knight foxtrot 3. But again, you have to do your homework.
And the bishop takes that, you got to take back with the pawn, right? Because you can't lose two supporters of the delta 4 pawn.
Yeah. Well, white is about to lose a pawn. Theory tells us there's only one move here. You could play pawn delta 5, but I think you're pushing too far too soon. You could play pawn echo 5, but I think you're just committing pawns unnecessarily. So the obvious answer is the game move is bishop echo 3. So the game move, bishop echo 3. Right. There are three ideas here for black. The obvious one is to simply castle kingside and just get on with development. A challenging move could be knight Charlie 6, which again puts a triple attack on delta 4, which is only doubly defended because the knight on foxtrot 3 is pinned.
Mm-hmm.
If knight Charlie 6, white plays pawn delta 5, black plays knight echo 5, white plays bishop echo 2,
right,
and black can castle, and that seems to be roughly equal. The few games there were all ended in draws. So nothing, Knight Charlie 6, nothing special.
Why not try for complication by Bishop takes Knight?
Yeah, Bishop takes Knight seems to double white's pawns.
As you say, why not try for complications? Let's see what white does. Oh, black does. Oh, look at that. Black plays. Bishop takes foxtrot 3.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
That's the game move.
This is the game move. Game move, black plays, bishop takes foxtrot 3. Creating imbalance. Okay. Queen takes foxtrot 3 does lose a pawn because black can play bishop. Oh no, queen takes foxtrot 3 loses a knight and alpha 4. Who put this knight out here? Crazy. Okay.
Knight takes knight first. Oh no, it's a queen. It doesn't hit the queen. So.
Yeah. If black ever plays knight takes knight, the queen comes out with check. Oh no. That's not helpful. No, it is check. It is check. Yeah. Black doesn't normally play knight takes knight, and white doesn't normally. They usually leave themselves looking at each other. Some players have played either knight takes knight, but the grandmasters tend to leave it alone. And if you're wondering, both the players are above 2,400.
Well,
no. Or if, I think one arm's approaching 2,400 and the other is a little above. Somewhere above. Yeah, not too much.
That isn't good. Instead of bishop takes that, bishop takes that because it unpins the queen to the knight, unpins the piece.
Well, if you're not careful, white will just go bishop echo 2.
Yeah.
And providing you're not losing a pawn on delta 4, white's okay. And black's problem is if black ever tries pawn Charlie 5, white can play pawn takes pawn, attacking a knight for a tempo. You normally can't play pawn takes pawn in the main line because black has played knight takes knight Charlie 3, which means whenever black plays pawn Charlie 5, if white either moves the delta pawn or captures, black has got bishop takes pawn, Charlie 3 check for winning a rook in the corner. And experience shows this is not a rook to give away. We've seen lots of games in the Benoni Kings Indian systems where black gave away the alpha 8 rook for white's bishop. But in the Grunfeld, nobody with white seems to want to try it.
White can't play Charlie takes Delta takes Charlie 4 because queen takes queen and losing the knight.
That's another. But you got knight takes Charlie 5, haven't you? Yeah, okay. Oh, of course, it's. Yeah, I knew there's a reason why you can't play Charlie 5. It's the knight and alpha 4 again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's not pawn takes pawn, it's knight takes pawn. And this is why the system appeals to some players, knight alpha 4, because black is so programmed into playing bishop golf 7 and hitting out with pawn Charlie 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the knight has transferred from foxtrot 6 to bravo 6, so it's screaming out for pawn Charlie 5.
Don't pause.
Yeah. So, black has just played bishop takes knight. If we can go back a move, I should mention one system. If black had castled, white is known to play knight Charlie 5, which attacks bravo 7.
Yeah.
Black can guard it with queen Charlie 8 if you like a quiet game.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you like more aggression, play knight Charlie 6 allowing knight takes bravo 7, and black plays queen bravo 8. It seems to produce quite a lot of draws, but that's at grandmaster level. At club level, with imbalance, anything can happen. Mm. So that was instead of bishop takes knight, if black plays the mainline castles, white can play knight Charlie 5, black knight Charlie 6, white snatches a pawn, and black plays queen bravo 8, and then it's make the best of what you've got. All right, black has played bishop takes knight on foxtrot 3, white in the game plays golf takes foxtrot 3.
Is that too?
There's certainly imbalance now in the position, isn't there?
Yeah, lots of imbalance. You have the minor piece imbalance of black giving up bishop for knight. So white has the bishop pair, and white has structural weaknesses. Right. So I only found 3 games in the database here now. In one game, black castled. Another game, black played pawn echo 5.
Yeah.
It's thematic again, pawn echo 5. And I think white should push past with pawn delta 5.
He cannot take, but it was a piece.
You do indeed. Mm. Yeah. So it has to be, or you could play knight takes knight bravo 6 with complications. So I think just pushing past pawn delta 5. Yeah. Okay.
You could play Charlie 6 if you push past. It's insisting on opening the double point, trying to.
Yeah, but at least in the pawn echo 5 idea, black has to work hard to get the golf 7 bishop working. Yeah. Okay. Well, the only other sensible move.
Knight delta
7? Yeah, that's it. It is, yeah. I think that's about the only other sensible move for black. It's the knight on bravo 8 to delta 7. Right. So the game move, knight on bravo 8 to delta 7.
Right.
White to play. Any ideas? Any thoughts?
Well, you know me, Paul. Hector 4.
Hector 4-5? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we only have one example now. So, yeah, Hector 4-5 would be a challenge. Though, if you go Hector 4, can black... I don't think black wants to play pawn Hector 5.
Black's king is still in the centre. He hasn't castled yet, has he?
You're right. King is on echo 8.
Yeah.
Uncastled.
Hmm.
Well, he's probably going to keep his king in the centre.
Well, what's white going to do with his king? Is he going to keep his in the centre or not? I mean, Hector 4 is, you know, it's forcing the king in the white king in the centre.
White could put his king in the echo 2. Maybe. Should be pretty well.
Yeah. Well, this is a stage where we make it up as you go along. Because this is the only game we have. The only game in this position. Yeah. So, lots of ideas here for White. Yeah. I think White is following the philosophy we saw last week of Anand against Svidler, mm-hmm. where the black knight on bravo 6 did nothing all game. If you recall, white played on the king side, got some tactics, and it was very good entertainment. And the black knight on bravo 6 sat there all game.
So maybe we should play knight Charlie 3.
And leave the knight on bravo 6 in the way of his own pawns. Yeah, that's the thinking. The knight on Charlie 3 can begin to influence the centre, and it leaves Brack with an awkward knight on Bravo 6, with nowhere to go. This is the game move. Knight Charlie 3.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. Rules are there to be broken. Yeah. You don't move a piece twice in the opening unnecessarily. And yet White has now lost two tempi with this knight. And what has he got in return? Well, he's got a strong centre that is difficult to undermine. It cannot be undermined with the standard pawn Charlie 5. So Black hasn't got the counteractivity of all the exchange variation main lines. So for two tempi, Black will not be getting any fun on the long dark squared diagonal. Right, okay, game move, knight Charlie 3. Black to play, well, I think there's only one obvious move here for Black. Actually, there could be a couple. Yeah. Actually, there could be three moves here. I was thinking Black might just play pawn echo 6. With the idea of going queen echo 7. And then that would keep White guessing. Are you going to castle king side or queen side? That looks a bit crazy, but if you put your king on Bravo 8 and transfer maybe a rook to Charlie 8, you might be able to start blasting out with pawn Charlie 5. And we don't know where White's going to put his king.
Echo 5 still for Black, possible.
That's the other possibility. But I think White would quite happily push past with pawn Delta 5 there.
Delta 5 is good for Black.
How about C6?
Yes, C6. I like C6.
And just okay. Keep sort of it closed, keeping it closed, and keeping the sort of the white pawns. You know, you could play either 5 afterwards, because you can't play David 5.
It makes it more difficult to organise. Yeah. Okay. Pawn Charlie 6 restraint. Pawn Echo 6 with Queen Echo 7. Keep White guessing. Yeah. Maybe White plays a little bit too. Sorry. Maybe Black is going to play a little bit too automatically here. So yeah. It's tempting to just think, move 10, play it quickly. But pawn Charlie 6, pawn Echo 6, key, just beginning to fight for the Delta 5 square.
Yeah.
Or at least argue over it. You can't win it, but you can stop it from being a strong point for White.
But if you play at some stage pawn Eva 6 or Eco 6, I think I like more and more the idea of Hector 4, because the pawn structure then is not very good for Black. You are weak on the black squares, and White is going to open with Hector 5, and well, play. There is play.
Black might castle queenside.
Yeah, well, that's what I was suggesting, pawn echo 6 and queen echo 7. Yeah, that would be very double-edged.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, White is now not losing a piece on the queen side, so White can try queen delta 2 and castle queen side himself. Complex position. Okay. Positions like this are not easy to play or handle. It's easier to get it wrong in positions like this than it is to get it right.
Yeah.
There's lots of ideas to be... They look okay, but they don't do much. And once the middle game starts getting going, you find yourself in a passive position.
They both have to decide where to put their kings. That's kind of the main
problem. Well, the game move is going to tell you what Black's going to do.
Castle, yeah.
Game move, Black castles kingside. Okay. Game move, Black Castle's king side.
By castling king, doesn't it give white a target now? You know, a target's the king.
Well, what's black going to do? Maybe black, if white goes pawn hotel 4, maybe black plays pawn echo 5. White plays pawn delta 5, black plays pawn foxtrot 5. And black just decides that I can open up your centre king side as well.
Yeah, but is there any reason if white plays hotel 4 for black not to play hotel 5? The white bishop is not very aggressive, it's not very well placed, and it's not going to be developed soon, and the hotel 5 is not an easy target. So I think if I were black and if white would play hotel 4, I would immediately play hotel 5.
You got to watch out for foxtrot 4, foxtrot 5.
Yeah. Combined with bishop echo 2.
Right.
Well, can't we play echo bishop hector 3 after few hectors?
Yeah.
Bishop hector 3.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice diagonal.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of if hotel 4, pawn hotel 5, white plays pawn foxtrot 4, bishop echo 2, and it's preparing bishop takes hotel 5. Golf takes, queen takes. Get yourself castle queen side, double rooks up the golf file. I know you're a piece down, but you don't know. It's not easy.
White could start with foxtrot 4.
Which threatens pawn foxtrot 5 anyway.
Yeah, and that's a double pawn there.
And then you might be winning the hotel 5 pawn without having to give away a piece.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, there's lots to be thought about here.
Yep.
Okay, so black is castle king side. Okay, the game move, white plays pawn, foxtrot 4.
Yes, that also stops the echo 5 black move, which
I think you should have done last time. I think that's what white is doing here. He's stopping pawn echo 5, yeah.
Well, this is a good attacking move anyhow. But...
yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Okay, and it's maybe now pawn hotel 4-5 is on again, but it depends on how you like to play positions. Yeah. Maybe white can get on with queenside castling, possibly, and then go pawn hotel 4-5. You see, if you play moves like pawn hotel 4 too early, you've signaled, you've told your opponent that you're going to go in for a big kingside attack.
Yep.
Or you're going to try for it. Whereas if you just get on with casual development, queen delta 2, maybe bishop echo 2, then castle queenside, you know, then you can launch. But if you signal you intend to be aggressive on the kingside too early, you might be giving your opponent a chance to play better moves. Whereas if you play slowly, queen delta 2, bishop echo 2, he might not start counteractivity on the queen side. You might, by playing pawn hotel 4, encourage him to go at you on the queen side early. Okay. I'm not convinced with that argument. I think white's played the best idea, pawn foxtrot 4, and leave pawn hotel 4, 5 for a few moves later.
Okay.
So, pawn foxtrot 4. Well, yeah, I see the obvious. Okay. Any ideas here for black? Any thoughts? You're going to have to make a pawn break sooner or later, aren't you?
Nope.
You can't wait for whites to have this big centre to complete development, castle queenside, put the rooks on the hotel golf file and start blasting at you with pawn hotel 4. You've got to get some play somehow.
Now it's harder. Maybe Foxtrot 6. Followed by Echo 5.
Evis.
Yeah. That's... might be a bit dangerous. You might find yourself running into trouble. If you play Foxtrot 6, White might just play Pawn Foxtrot 5 for a positional pawn sacrifice.
Yep.
Or Golf takes Echo takes, and then you're allowing Queen Hotel 5 and a rook to the Golf file, or Castle's rook to the Golf file. Yeah.
You sure well, missed Echo 5, Black. That would have been way better than a castle. I don't know. Now he's got problems.
Yeah.
I like Eva 6. As it's
Eva 6. Yeah. Yeah. Eva 6, maybe.
And after Pawn Echo 6, you might play Queen Hotel 4. Crazy as it looks. But after Queen Hotel 4, you're threatening Bishop Hotel 6 for a cheeky win of a pawn on Foxtrot 4.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win a pawn on Foxtrot 4, but
no. No. You
know, with the Queen on Hotel 4, White can't play Pawn Hotel 4.
Right.
Maybe okay.
Black is Foxtrot 5.
Well, yeah, I think you've left it a bit late for Foxtrot 5.
It is. Then he can see he can put a knight in Delta 5. White pushes past presumably, then
I can put a knight in. White will definitely push past. Yeah.
And then Black can put a knight at Delta 5. No. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Pawn Echo 6 or Pawn Foxtrot 5 are ideas. In the game, Black plays Rook Charlie 8. Okay. He's preparing Pawn Charlie 5.
Yeah.
And heck, here it comes. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Well, you'll probably never get this one in the proverbial month of Sundays. Look around. What's the last move you'd think of playing? Almost. Not quite, but almost.
King to Echo 2.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. The second, yeah. You're not losing material. It's well motivated.
I think a good move would be Rook to Charlie 1, right? Just to pose that Black plan.
Yeah, but then you lose the opportunity to castle Queenside.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to do that anyway, though. But...
yeah. All right. I see how to explain it. I see why he's doing it. Okay, we're expecting Pawn Charlie 5 at some point, aren't we now?
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do? What plan do you have in mind if Black plays Pawn Charlie 5? Well, you've got three options. You either capture, you sit tight, or you push past.
But if you're going to take, you take with a knight, so maybe Bishop Hector 3, which pins the knight. So if he plays Casper 4, Casper 5, you take it, you've got to take with a rook. So he can't play Casper 5.
Not immediately, no. You're right, that does, Bishop Hotel 3 does stop for Charlie 5. That's interesting. And Bishop Hotel 3 is also preparing, when it's ready, Pawn Foxtrot 5.
Mm.
You need a bit more piece development. So if you play Pawn Foxtrot 5 too early, you've given away the idea you're going to play it.
Yeah.
You need development and then break. So that when the pawn structure does start breaking open, your pieces are already active and developed.
Well, Black has already given away his plans, but yeah, because he doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, Black only has one plan.
Pawn, but he doesn't have to do it. Right, doesn't have to do it right away.
Yeah, Black only has one active plan, and that's his pawn, Charlie 5. Yeah. Okay, so again, this depends on pawn structures, piece pawn formations, what type of positions you like. Bear in mind, White is a queen pawn player, so you have to be prepared for certain Black defences and certain Black strategies. So what do you notice when Black plays pawn Charlie 5? What opening system does it look most like?
Benoni.
A King's Indian Benoni. So what's the normal strategy when the King's Indian Benoni comes at you?
You play David 5.
You push pass
with David 5. So White is anticipating pawn Charlie 5. White is quite happy to push pawn Delta 5. So now it's White to move. Can you think of any of the moves that will be quite useful if you were already in a Benoni system? We're anticipating a Benoni pawn structure in the centre.
No.
So what are the moves fit in with Whites in this type of system?
Well, he was supposed to bishop either two, doesn't he, in the Benoni?
Could do, yeah. You can do lots with this bishop. In the Benoni, you can both fianchetto and echo two, yeah.
Or you go, how about Queen David too?
You could do. And then you're ready to castle queen side. Get your king off the Charlie file quickly. You've got to be careful. Well, do you? It's okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, again, pawn Charlie 5 is going to be met by pawn Delta 5. So we've got one extra move. We're assuming we're going to get a Benoni structure. There's a move that White likes to play against Benoni type structures. Well, imagine Black didn't have a knight on Bravo 6, and that along with the Benoni plan, Black had played pawn Alpha 6.
Yeah, to go Bella 5, yeah.
Yeah. We're heading for a Benoni structure, so what would White do then?
Well, how about Anna 4? Because they usually play, you know, to stop Anna 6, Bella 5, you know.
Yeah, and what's more, if you play pawn Alpha 4, you've got a very annoying pawn Alpha 5.
But you're not a castle queen side, are you? You're going to king, leave the king in the centre. You know, it's.
We don't know.
Right.
You can stay in the centre, though.
It's too early to say what you're going to do with the king for White. Mm-hmm. You could play, if you wanted, if the queen side looked a bit too dangerous, you could even play something like. Well, can you? I think with Bishop Echo 2 and King Foxtrot 1 to get out of any queenside problems.
Mm.
Or, this looks really crazy, but pawn Hotel 4 and then play pawn Foxtrot 3 and put your king on Foxtrot 2.
you got a lot of pawns in front of the king there. So.
Yeah.
And then lift your bishop to Echo 2 and start playing on the Golf Hotel files. Now, a king on Foxtrot 2 would not be all that vulnerable.
Mm.
It looks horrible, but not so easy to get us. And Black can't come at you with kingside pawns because he's got a kingside king. Okay, so this is the game move. White plays game move, pawn, alpha, 4.
Yeah.
It's just all part of the squeeze. White is looking here to squeeze black. And he's going to be doing it with pawns. And this is just another one of these useful pawn moves. If he can get to alpha 5, kick the knight back to alpha 8, maybe cheeky moves like queen, bravo 3. Knight might be winning a pawn or two on bravo 7. Black would then maybe have to play rook, bravo 8. And the rook on bravo 8 isn't going to be doing much, is it? And you're not going to get pawn Charlie 5 easily. Okay, pawn alpha 4. Well, it's either do it or never do it here for black.
Yeah,
you either you play it or you don't. Yeah.
Can't wait much longer.
Yeah, okay, the game move is pawn Charlie 5.
Too little, too late. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've decided on our answer already, haven't we? It's rare to play Delta 4 takes Charlie 5. And I don't see why white should play Delta takes Charlie 5. You give the Golf 7 bishop some ideas of play. You give the Delta 7 knight a chance to recapture and come into play. Black would be quite happy to have a trade of queens because his rooks are going to get to the centre first. White's always got these nagging doubled foxtrot pawns. So white doesn't really want an ending. And Delta takes Charlie 5 is beginning to allow for peace trades. And if you sit there, black will play Charlie 5 takes Delta 4 on you. So I think you're almost forced to play pawn Delta 5. Game move, white plays pawn Delta 5. Right.
Black has successfully got his Golf 7 bishop into action.
Well, yeah, he has. But the knight on Charlie 3 is just going to sit there. It's got nowhere to go anyway. Long term, I don't know if it can come to bravo 5. I'm not sure. Right. Black, now in the game to play, doesn't want white to play pawn alpha 5. And there's only one way to stop that. Yeah. Well, if white does play pawn alpha 5, the knight has to come back to alpha 8. It can come out to Charlie 7. It can come to alpha 6. And it could, very long term, come into bravo 4. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4 moves. And it isn't particularly doing much on bravo 4.
Well, I could post a knight in bravo 5.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it, can you? You can't really get rid of that knight there. If white has a knight on bravo 5, there's no way of getting rid of it.
Well, you could play knight alpha 8 to charlie 7 to challenge it.
Maybe black should play alpha 6 instead of alpha 5.
Yeah. Well, the game move is pawn alpha 5, but white would have just kept squeezing if black hadn't played that. White, I think, is intending pawn alpha 5 to just push black around even more.
Now that's a nice target, alpha 5 pawn, and the only way to defend it is to move the knight anyway, so he might have moved the knight in the first place. We'll see.
Can black get an outpost on I mean, giving Bella 4 up.
Yeah, you win one, you lose one. Yeah. Okay, the game move, black plays pawn off a 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Black now has Bravo 4 for a knight, but the only manoeuvres are knight alpha 8 to Charlie 7 to alpha 6 to Bravo 4. Four moves. Yeah. Or there's knight Bravo 8 to alpha 6 to Bravo 4.
Yeah.
You should have played alpha 6.
Oh, and then you can move the knight from Bravo 6 to David 7. So you exchange knights.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if White wants to play knight Bravo 5 anyway.
Well, knight is already well placed, yeah.
It's doing a good job on Charlie 3.
In fact, I guess he can't because White can play bishop takes Bravo 2. But
well, you're going to do something with White's going to do something with the queen.
Yeah, somewhere. Delta 2, he hits that weak alpha pawn for one thing.
Yeah. Okay. So White's played pawn delta 5. Black has played pawn alpha 5, and it's White to play. Right. Where are we? Alpha 4. Charlie 5. Huh? Oh, I see. All right. Okay. There's taking space and there's greed. I think that tells you what White's going to do. But actually, I'm not sure I'd have played this in the game. Okay, it's well motivated. It does make sense. White's whole strategy is to squeeze black with pawns. No.
Yeah,
and then get the piece, get the biggest advantage you can with pawns, and then let the pieces just slowly develop, and ultimately try and break through on the king side. So White's got a grip on the queen side. Remember last week we had black had a 3-2 majority on the queen side, but couldn't do anything with it. And White had a 4-3 central majority, king side, and did something with it. Well, it's happened again. Black's got a 3-2 majority on the queen side, but can't do anything with it.
Mm.
It's not quite as clean this time because White's got a doubled foxtrot pawns, so it's not quite as neat. The concept of attacking on the king side here for White is not as neat, but you do have a semi-open file. All the options are with White. White has got plans, and Black has to find countermeasures. Obviously, you can start breaking with moves like pawn echo 6 at the right moment, or pawn foxtrot 5 if you like riskier chess. So if anyone, it's White who's better. So White is probably saying to himself, I can afford this because Black hasn't got any sensible means of tearing at the centre. See, the big difference in the Benoni pawn structure is that Black has no delta pawn. It's gone.
Yeah.
So that's telling you what White's next move is. White's got a luxury move here.
Either 5.
Yeah, pawn either 5. Pawn echo 5.
Mm.
And the squeeze continues. And it also blocks out the dark squared bishop, not that we were overly worried. I don't think Black would ever play bishop takes knight Charlie 3. Not in this position.
And it gives either 4 square for the knight, if you want it to go there.
And then you can ultimately perhaps gang up on Charlie 5. In the long term, yeah. And the knight on echo 4 would be transferring over to the king side, maybe to Gov 5. Or, if you're going to play pawn hotel 4, and Black plays pawn hotel 5, you can drop back to Gov 3 and start looking for combinations on hotel 5 again. Yes. Black needs open lines in the center, and he can't get them. So this middle game position is telling you that black needs an improvement earlier in the game.
Yeah.
So either bishop takes foxtrot 3 is mistimed, or it's perhaps an idea that grandmasters aren't going to put in their repertoire all that frequently.
I think it's like I played echo 5 there before he castled him.
Yeah, well, again, as we saw last week, black timed pawn echo 5, and white just sat there and just let black trade on delta 4, and the bishops traded on delta 4. And white got a comfortable position with nothing going on. And as nothing kept going on, white just slowly developed, got some coordination, managed to find a nice little retreat, knight house on two, and then all of a sudden, white's beginning to get a kingside initiative with his 4-3 majority. And black wasn't getting any counterplay anywhere.
And yeah, but in this case, white played the white push pass with delta 5. The black's foxtrot 5 would give him a lot of play down the foxtrot file and stuff.
Yeah. Well, these are the problems that confront you. Do you go for aggression, lash out, in the hope that when the middle game is 6, 7, 8 moves deep from your aggression, are you going to have play or weaknesses? Well, so maybe pawn foxtrot 5 is... But white's just played pawn echo 5, so maybe black should have been playing pawn foxtrot 5 earlier, but as I said, with the bishops off, bishop for knights off the board, you have weakened your light squares a lot.
Oh yes. But now he's completely messed up.
Well, black is passive. Yeah. Black hasn't got a good aggressive plan now, which is just what white wanted.
Yeah.
Well, the Grunfeld player turns up with all his analysis in the exchange main line, all the sharp play, all the latest plans, and what happens? White plays knight alpha 4 on you.
How about Felix 5 for black now?
Could do.
And you stop the knight going to either 4. Black's got to make a choice, either take on pass on, which I don't think he's going to do, or push on. You know, you...
Oh, well, it's in the game it's white to play, and white is playing pawn echo 5.
Yeah, I'm in response to echo 5, I'm Felix 5 for black.
White would just sit there and leave it. White would just get on with developments. Queen delta 2, maybe, or Charlie 2. He'll put the queen somewhere, castle queen side, and then start throwing hotel 4. Because when you play pawn foxtrot 5, you can't play, if you play pawn hotel 5, your golf 6 is horrendously weak.
Mm.
Black can play foxtrot 6. He's got to get his bishop alive again.
White might push past with pawn echo 6 and keep the squeeze going even more.
Yeah, but then at least you can get your bishop into action with foxtrot.
And also, it's blocked, so the knights might be better. You know, you've got knights against bishop.
Yeah, but if that's short term, white's maybe anticipating opening the king side, and then the bishops will have their side. Mm. And black would have three pieces, two knights and a rook over on the queen side. Yeah, okay, so the game move, white's played pawn echo 5. Mm. If pawn foxtrot 6, I think white has pawn echo 6.
Oh, yeah,
knight bravo 8, and then pawn foxtrot 5.
Oh, prevent that, okay.
Ah, and if golf takes, you just play bishop foxtrot 4, blocking the double pawns, and yeah, and then you just come down the golf file. Yeah, pawn foxtrot 5 would open up the dark's right bishop. Yeah, that there would be a big squeeze. And moreover, the pawn on echo 6 would be encourage you to look for sacrificial facing nets. Because the black king can't run across to the queen side very easily. Well, it can, but the queen has to move from delta 8. Yeah. Okay.
So maybe black has to play knight to bravo 8 first, and then foxtrot 6.
Yeah. Okay. Well, black's in a difficult position. It's very easy to criticize players for getting into difficulties, and then we criticize them even further. For the manner in which they try to get out of their difficulties.
But they pick one of the no good moves, and you show why it's no good. Well, show a better move. That's not so easy.
Yeah, as players often say, well, what else have I got?
Yeah.
They play a move in a position, and it just turns out bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, they say to their opponent, well, what else did I have? So you have to do something that gives you your best chances. If you sit and wait for too long, you're just going to get squashed on the king's side. Black's almost cut in half here. The king's side pieces, king, bishop, and foxtrot rook. I've got no coordination whatsoever with the queen's side pieces. Of course, white hasn't got any coordination yet, but white doesn't need it. White's not under any threat.
He's got all that space.
Yeah, white can play moves like bishop delta 3, maybe queen delta 2, start launching the hotel pawn, and if black plays hotel 5, you have bishop takes golf 6 in the air.
Yeah, I think knight bravo 8, and then he can play foxtrot 6. He's got to liberate his golf 7 bishop.
Well, if black plays pawn, foxtrot 6, white pushes past pawn, echo 6. And yeah, if you move the knight first, yeah.
Yeah, then you can move. Then you can play foxtrot 5 and the bishop is free.
Yeah.
But it's ugly. But everything is ugly.
Well, I think this comes down to maybe black trying to be inventive with bishop takes foxtrot 3. I think black can go for the main lines of castling instead of bishop takes foxtrot 3. And there is also the branch point, as I said, of pawn echo 5 very much earlier to be investigated. But
black's just getting squashed.
Yeah, this is not a happy position for black.
The other thing black could try, I guess, is like knight to alpha 8. Try to push that pawn, bravo pawn up.
Either 8, knight, Felix 8, and sort of bring some pieces to the king's side.
Yeah, another way to get a piece to the king's side is knight alpha 8, Charlie 7. Echo 8.
Yeah.
But I'm not convinced with that either. Okay, for better or worse, black decides you've got to do something. So, you weigh up all the options and you just pick one. The one last move we didn't look at was pawn golf 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the idea is to, if foxtrot takes golf 5, bishop or knight takes echo 5. I prefer knight takes echo 5.
Yeah.
This white will not oblige. And then now the golf file is worse for black.
But the idea is to play golf takes foxtrot 4, bishop takes, and you win the echo 5 pawn.
Oh, I see.
So golf 5 isn't as crazy as it looks.
Well, you could play Hector 4. It's encouraging Hector 4, isn't it?
Yeah, but then black carries out the plan of golf takes foxtrot, bishop takes foxtrot, something takes echo 5.
All right.
Ah, but after knight takes echo 5, you have moves like rook golf 1.
Yeah.
So I think it's crazy. I think pawn golf 5 is just opening the king side for white.
Yeah.
You win a pawn, but you lose so much or you give white so much activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's combinations all over the place. Yeah, for instance, queen top 5, hotel 4, golf takes foxtrot, bishop takes foxtrot, let's play knight takes echo 5, you go rook golf 1, and already you're threatening both bishop takes knights. So if black plays king hotel ace, you just go rook takes the bishop.
Yeah.
King takes, bishop takes echo 5. Okay, pawn foxtrot 6, bishop comes back to say hotel 2. I don't fancy that. I fancy the two bishops to do something against the rook. Two minor pieces for a rook, that looks good. Especially with white just going queen, delta 2 and castles. But white will own the dark squares. So golf 5, it looked good for a second. Yeah, okay. Oh. So black's got to do something. So he picks a move. He plays pawn, echo 6. Big decision for white, what you're going to do and why.
Well, you can have a pass pawn by David 6 if you want to.
You can indeed.
Yeah. Sure. Wow.
Black might go crazy on you. If you go pawn echo 6, black in desperation might come up with knight to pawn echo 5. With the idea of pawn takes knight, bishop takes pawn echo 5, and then picking up the delta 6 pawn. Three pawns for a piece? I'm not convinced. I still think white will have the better on it, but at least you'll have some fight.
Right.
Okay, the three options are push past, capture, or sit tight. Well, if you sit tight, black will be quite happy to go pawn takes pawn. And if you play knight takes, queen takes on delta 5, followed by knight bravo 6, I think black's getting away with it.
Yeah.
So you're not going to let black play pawn takes pawn. And if you push past, black might find the desperate knight takes echo 5, but there might be pawn foxtrot 6 in the air as well. Or black might try pawn foxtrot 5 on you and see what you do. And then play rook foxtrot